What's up, y'all?
What's
Hey,
ass? I
Brent,
don't
you
know
look almost your age.
what.
Good
What's up,
looking.
ass? Brent look like he just got out of jail and he's gonna take this opportunity to get his life together.
You look like a teenage Flo Rida.
Never noticed that. I can see it. Brett, you
I
look
need
like
a
that
refresher.
lesbian that's tired of living the street life and she ready to get her kids back.
Oh,
Damn, you do look like a young Flo Rida. I haven't seen Flo Rida in, I haven't seen him in enough
even know
time.
that? How did anyone know what he looks like?
I haven't seen him in enough time. I forgot. I needed
This
to
is
remember.
Florida.
Crazy.
This is
Soon as you
Florida.
said it, Brent, I pictured Flo Rida with big glasses on and a hat, because he usually has a hat on too. That was a good one.
What
Had
you
you
about to,
forgotten that one.
what y'all been up to?
Shit.
Living
Shit,
life.
man. Working.
Yeah. Getting beat the fuck out of by life.
Dang, look at your look at Pat's arms. You over here trying to make it seem like you got muscles. You know when people
Large.
like have that farmer's tan and they be like, I'm gonna leave it light because if it's light, it look like the muscles is bigger.
That's you admitting I have muscles. What the hell do you mean?
Let
The
me see your, no,
gradient of my
it's
skin
just
makes
your
it look like.
tan. You're like, oh, I need to put the shadow below so that it accentuates the muscle
As
that's not there.
long as Keon don't flex, I'm good.
I'm gonna tuck mine in.
Please. Just for an hour, man. Come on. Give me
You said
this.
long as Keon don't flex,
Yeah,
then I'm gonna tuck mine in.
my head. Look, I got my arms purposely below the cutoff line. Like I sagged down.
Where my merch at? Where my merch at, man? You been had merch. What you
I
talking
do not
about? have merch, yo. The Well,
whole
that's your
squad got
fault.
merch.
You should have left with merch from that that shoot that we did, the eating shoot. What was
You
it
wouldn't let
called?
me take it. You said y'all was gonna mail it to me. You would not let me
Oh,
take
I didn't say
it.
that to you.
But you remember the words were said.
They were, but not by me. I didn't say that.
Okay, so it's on the way. It's in the mail. My shit
It
is in the
should be,
mail.
yes. But I'm not in charge of that, so you have to talk to somebody else.
Dang, she white planning you, bro.
It's in the mail, Brent, okay?
Specific
What do you, what
side. I have
address
a
did you put?
specific
What?
side.
But hold
Who's
on,
wearing
what
my
address did
shit?
you put? Did you put the address that you gave your parole officer or where you stay at for real?
So my
See, I
parole
knew it.
officer, because it I
got to
knew
be
it.
legal. It got to be official. I guess it got to be
Well,
official. Who's wearing my size? That's all I want to know. Who got on the Brent?
I don't think they, we made extra small.
Sorry,
we
Brent.
got you an all def bib.
Aww. Dang, Brent.
Put some footsies.
Welcome
All this shit
back.
is one of
Welcome
one. That's why
back.
it's taking so long, because everything is a one of one. We didn't have Binky just lying around,
Got that
nigga.
nigga chicken nuggets. That's chicken nuggets in my bag. My merch bag got nuggets.
Bad,
Oh,
bro.
man.
I drove to Vegas in a truck, and I had to stop twice on the way back to charge it up. I was like, I will never drive to Vegas
Damn,
in
I've
an
never heard of
electric car.
electric car road trips. Is that a thing or is you're not
Yeah,
supposed to? I mean,
I
it
had done it
sucks.
before. It sucks, yeah.
It
It
sucks
sucks.
because like the US doesn't have enough like electrical places. Like it just it's not efficient.
Yeah, do you
Not
have to
only
like.
like
So I'm driving out there, right? Driving out there. I'm doing, nothing crazy. I'm doing between like 75, 85, right? But it's 107 and it gets up to 111. And so I pull off on
degrees?
Baker to charge. Yes, degrees, heading to Vegas on Thursday.
Yeah. Oof.
I pull off at Baker exit to charge the car. Charge the car for like an hour, get back on the highway. Hit 75. I'm driving for like 5 minutes, and the car gives me a prompt. It says, all-wheel drive malfunction. Then the next prompt says, limited mobility available. Then it
Damn.
hit me with this like little turtle, little yellow flashing turtle. I had to pull over to the side of the road, turn the car off, turn it back on, waited a second, drove off. Same thing happened in like 2 minutes. I had to pull over and wait again. So I call my homegirl and told her what was going on. Because that's exactly what happened with the Mach-E, Pat. The same thing. The accelerator stopped working on the highway. But from what we found out through ChatGPT, driving at high speeds between 75 and 90 in high temperatures, 111, and then going to a supercharger and then getting back on the road and experiencing those same that same environment will create the car too. A lot of electric cars will start fizzling it out when you have to park them in a shade and let them calm down first because the battery will overheat.
You was about to blow up like a cell phone?
Nigga.
Dumbass.
That's crazy.
You was a dummy, nigga. You hella dumb for that. Everybody knows that. You hella dumb. You hella stupid. Hey, you got like a smart side and a dumb side. You like freckle and hide.
Freckle and Hyde?
Dr. Freckle and Mr. Hyde.
Hey, that might be the name of my next special. That way I can get away with saying some dark shit.
That's crazy. Damn,
Freckle
how'd you
and
do that?
Hyde is
How do you even
genius,
have
man.
that loaded up? He just told the story.
Freckle and Hyde. That was good.
That's pretty
That was
great.
impressive.
That nigga Brent had 8 years to sit down in jail and think of all the jokes, and that nigga did not waste his time. He did it.
He's like, next time this nigga says something stupid. That's crazy. Wait, so driving fast in the heat don't help? I thought that would help.
No, man, because like it ain't like a regular engine that gets to cool off. It's the battery, the pack that gets overheated. So it's overheating from the driving and then the temperature outside, and then you just supercharged it. So you just blasted it with energy. It's hot coming off of those two things, and then you get back on the highway, and then you try to go back fast again, and the car was like, "Nigga, I'll kill us right now."
You
So.
don't look like a guy who drives like a chargeable car. Like Pat does, but I feel like you look like yours
Mean?
got a carburetor that you just changed, some motor oil that you know what motor oil you put in.
Why
Like
doesn't
you
it look
look
like I
like
drive
that
a
kind of
gas
guy.
car? I don't even know what that.
You
I don't
no, you
even.
definitely
You
look
look
like
like you
Josh.
drive a hybrid Subaru Outback,
Absolutely.
nigga.
But I got the sleeves off.
Exactly. That's
I
why
don't look like I need
that's
a piece of
why it
tile.
looks like you drive a Subaru instead of just like a Tesla because the sleeves is off.
I don't
You
got
know
no mechanic
how
energy.
studs sometimes don't want
Come
to wear
on, man.
cutoff, and then you they wear the cutoff so you can see the side chest. That's
Oh, God. I got
like,
no fixable
you look like
energy.
a stud Hooper.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't look like I can change a tire.
no, not at all.
No, you look like if you're doing this, you're doing that with a pack of matches to light your
Come
non-chompa.
on, man. I can't do
This
this.
stud Uber.
No.
What about a cigarette? Would that help?
Like a cool ass stud.
Who you trying to
You would
convince?
need
Us or the other lesbians? Who you trying
you would
to?
need you would need a Jamaican accent to look like you drive a car.
Yeah. And then even then it'll probably be a scooter.
Come on, man. I'd be using gas. That's crazy. I can't tell if electric cars are working out for y'all niggas, though.
I know. I'll be hearing just the most horrible. They take
The
off, they
worst.
overheat, they just do whatever they want. They'd be like Total Recall when the driver
And
snapped.
I will say this. This is the first thing that I've ever had to go wrong with this car as far as like, you know. No, I can't say that because
About to
the
say
key will be
electric
the
cars,
pop.
though. Yeah,
Yeah, but I
but
mean, like for the
the
most part,
most problems.
it's been a good vehicle. It's been a really good vehicle. I like the luxury in it. I like the technology in it, the lane keeping and lane steer, driving assist, all of that shit is great. But like, of course, you don't hear about the small shit that happens or the day-to-day shit. But like when something big like that happens, yeah, nigga, that shit. So
But even
now
the
if I ever
small
drive again,
stuff,
I'm gonna just rent a car. I'm not gonna
don't it take like 2 hours to charge though? Like people be catching up on movies while they're just charging.
Yeah, I mean it
That's
can. Yeah,
crazy.
especially if you go to supercharging, you know, I can get it down to like 45 to an hour.
That's crazy. Who
But
has that
how
much
many
time?
times?
You already driving hours and you gotta take an
Crazy.
extra hour just to charge your car?
Gotta plan it
And how
in.
many times do you
Listen,
need to charge it?
typically it's only once, but when I was coming back from Vegas, I had people with me, and I that extra weight, the extra weight of the luggage, and then there are more uphills coming back from Vegas, and that going uphill eats the battery too.
So 2 45-minute stops on GP, just ride, ride.
One 50-minute stop, and then the next one was like 30 because the charge. That's another thing. A lot of the charging systems have faults in it, so it'll start charging. It'll be charged for like 8 minutes, and then it's like, your vehicle is done. Go collect it because they give you a 5 minute grace period. But after that, they charge you an idling fee of like 50 cents each minute when it's not charging. It's just sitting there. So
Man, pump
they be
that
getting on.
oil. Pump that oil.
Oh,
We ain't got that.
man.
We don't have that much left. Just
Use it all. The Lord gonna be back soon. Just use it all up.
Man, it's crazy. Life, man. Adult shit. Look at Keon just over there, just living happy because this gas cars and this family and this house and this kid that's good at sports.
Ain't gonna
I ain't
lie.
hated on Keon in a while, man. Fuck Keon, man. Old singing ass nigga, but I don't like to tell niggas I'm talented enough to sing. I'm sick of this nigga,
Hey, this
bro.
wait, you can sing for real,
nigga
Keon?
sing.
This nigga, when we were shut
Said
down,
no like
Keon was
Tank.
doing. He was doing concerts on Zoom with the homies, shirt off, tattoo glistened up, and he's singing his music, Soul Child and shit like that.
Oil?
And I'm like, nigga, who is this nigga, bro?
He's
What is
probably
this nigga, man?
he didn't say nothing. He's just like,
can't you sometimes you just gotta let the allegations run, you know what I mean? There's no point in.
So you're saying you can't
Sing,
sing.
sing, sing, sing. We want to hear it.
He is not gonna sing.
I have
Keon
noticed
don't
that
ever
like
sing for real.
singers that are really good, they don't really like they'll say like I'm not trying to sing, but one thing they'll never admit is that they can't sing.
I'm
So, Keon, you like you can't sing, you're not good at it?
not good enough at it.
Okay,
Wow.
there
You caught
yeah.
it, Pete. You caught it, Pat.
Like he didn't deny it. Singers will not deny
I'm
it.
not good enough to do it, or I'd be doing that.
Yeah, me too, Keon. I
Relax, Meg. Relax. We don't even like talking voice. Fuck the
Shut up.
singing.
My singing voice do not sound like my talking
Jesus
voice.
Christ, man. We don't
Okay.
like
And
none of this
I
shit.
have very perfect pitch, so shut up.
As a matter of fact, this is a perfect place to go ahead and get it started so we can shut that shit up. We want to thank our
Please.
special guest for pulling up today. We got Keon Pauly back in the house and Mr. Brett Taylor. Hey, man, Franklin Hyde is going to be the next fucking title of my
That
special,
was
bro.
good.
I'm not even fucking bullshit. I'm already thinking about the cover art, bro. I'm gonna have on two different suits, and it's gonna be raggedy as fuck on the other side. Shout out to the OG Squad. We got Patrick Cloud, Max Scoop, of course. I'm to hear more. We're gonna jump into this first topic right after this.
Look, there are a lot of scams going on right now, okay? So you have to be safe out there, especially with your cash, right? That's why I love Cash App, because they have built-in credit card security that keeps your money safe. Plus, the protections you expect when you get the Cash App card, all right? Not only do you get access to tons of perks and benefits, like exclusive early access to nationwide concert pre-sales or discounts on popular brands, but you also have the extra security with the power to instantly lock or unlock your card right from your phone in just one tap. If a suspicious transaction pops up on your card, Cash App has your back by automatically declining the purchase and sending you a heads up to confirm that it's you or not. Behind the scenes, you can rest assured knowing your account balance is protected by 24/7 fraud monitoring, all right? Spend with peace of mind today and order a Cash App card in the app or cash.app/card, all right? New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code SECURE10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank. Member FDIC. Cash App Visa Debit Flex cards issued by Sutton Bank. Member FDIC and the Bancorp Bank. NA pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. See terms and conditions for the Sutton Bank prepaid card, Sutton Debit Flex card, and Bancorp Debit Flex card. Discounts and promotion provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast. For full disclosure.
First topic of the day, something easy. Would you prefer to date someone with bad manners versus bad breath?
Oh, manners.
Manners.
manners. We gotta, we can tune that up. The bad breath.
Yeah, we can fix manners.
Wait, let's talk about how bad are these manners, and it's to everybody or just to you? Meaning, like, to your mom, like.
It's to everybody. This person, like, imagine somebody that just doesn't have any tact, right? That and then maybe
embarrassing you and stuff, trying to fight all the time, getting you in the fights.
Like, here's the thing. Like here's the, if you take napkins from a fast food place, like, we expect that, right? But you do it discreetly. Go over, grab it, you got to ball it up like you're going to throw some shit away. It's some nasty food. And you just standing at the napkin and you just doing this, like, that type of shit, just that, talking crazy to the waiters.
That's not a good example.
This is
No. I think it has to be, if it's bad manners and bad breath into here, it got to be like, oh, we go out to dinner with my entire family and you walk in the door before my grandma and you don't hold open the door for her.
Right.
Or like, oh, right. We all, you know, we in New York and we all get on a train. There's only one seat left. You sit down and my 90-year-old grandma is standing and you just looking at her like.
That's
grandma related. I don't know why she was so stuck on grandma's.
Because if you think about your grandma, you love your grandma. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, your mom.
Meg does grandma activities, so her grandma is usually there.
Every example, okay, what about like if you're crocheting and somebody doesn't hand you the needle, or like if you're playing bingo and they call out the wrong number, it's like stuff like that. Like you got, you know,
it could be your mom, whoever.
No, I'm thinking a chick. I'm thinking a girl I'm dating with bad manners. Like she smokes cigarettes, she steals, and don't say nothing when she steals. You know what I mean?
So level
you
of that.
Up as the man, like whoa, they be like, hey, and then now you gotta like.
Wait, those are just bad habits. Is that bad?
Okay, she farts at the table. She farts at the dinner table.
Okay.
Stuff like that. That's bad manners.
Choose where the mouth open too. Choose where the mouth open and smacks a lot too.
Yeah.
Snores. She snores.
That's not manners.
That could be a health thing, Grant. That could be health.
I don't want to hear that shit.
What manners are you like? She smokes. She's like, these are habits.
You don't have to smoke cigarettes, bitch.
She smoked in the car with the windows up, Meg. That's bad manners. You smoking?
That is bad manners.
With the windows up. You a driving motherfucker.
Brent is just naming icks. He's not naming bad manners. He's just
nigga Brent. He naming Brent all the stuff that he do.
Raise your octane. Don't be having low bass in your voice when you're talking to me.
Brent, like bad manners, you know, like when sometimes when they eat like a turkey sandwich but you ask for something else and they got your order wrong, it's like that's not bad manners, bro. She's just inconsiderate.
She fucking up. Hey, how bad is the breath though?
It's like you gotta hold your breath while they're talking to you bad.
What's the range? What's the range? Like from across the room?
Let's say that you
right
know
here.
Yeah, like let's say they're two people away. They're two people away, but you always catch a little whiff anytime they start talking.
Like it's like burp breath.
Oh god.
Burp
no,
with
this
bad
is like shit. No, like this is in their gut breath. Like it's in their stomach. Halitosis.
Like it's in her spirit. She got a bad spirit. That's why.
Damn.
She got the devil.
You got bad spirit. There's no way you can have good breath. It ain't no way you're gonna have good breath if you got
your
a bad spirit.
Your breath probably is connected to your spirit. That's probably fact. Damn.
Now you shouldn't have said that. Now Pat finna be pushing this crystal toothpaste.
Come on.
Crystal toothpaste.
Y'all ain't
it's
never infused spelled
with Jade, Tiger's Eye, Rivendor.
Ooh, man, bro.
Y'all
you
ever
know what I love about Pat? Pat just be like, yeah.
I was just waiting for it to be over.
He'd be like, all right. Cool.
I'd be like, I don't even do the crystals. I'm not even like Rastafari or anything. I just always get this. Yes, nigga, you earthy ass nigga. Yes.
Doing crystals.
Do you have jade on your ring? Go. Is that a jade ring?
Shit.
Yes, it is. Don't take
well,
it off.
Pat, I mean.
Go, Pat.
Jade is technically a crystal.
That's crazy.
Hey,
You're
that
right.
shit was so perfectly tied. That nigga said,
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That is. This is Jane.
You got me. He had nothing.
You're right. Yes. Immediate evidence. Okay. Anything else?
Oh, God damn.
Damn, bro.
Oh shit.
Wow. Pat,
I forgot what
was
we was talking about.
hallucinating. Pat got his arms out. I
Is so funny to see your arms, Pat. Oh my gosh. Wait, I have a question for you, Pat. Why you put all them little stupid tattoos everywhere but your arms?
Your
Like up
arms look
here.
like
You know,
feet.
like people be having
Oh
tattoos up here.
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
First of all,
this whole arm doesn't
Meg,
have
not
tattoos.
everybody has the same shoulder canvas to put a lot of tattoos on. So, you know,
But I'm talking about his arm, not even the shoulder.
you are right. I don't know why I haven't gone up here.
That because that nigga is ticklish on his arms. That nigga was in it. Stop.
You got enough tattoos everywhere else. Some little dumb tattoos you got all over your legs. Start using the other canvas up here.
Your arms look like Caucasian ankles.
Are we done? Did we meet the quota, guys? Is there anything left? Anything left? Any more arm jokes, guys?
Jeez, your arms are
Haven't
really
changed.
white.
I actually did not know until this show
How
how
we
weak
did
it.
that?
You take a shower. Don't you take a shower every day? You don't look at yourself in the mirror and be like, dang, I need to do something about
But
this.
you don't really see the color difference until there's like light on you. This is pretty extreme. It's like a
That
bronze
is
person.
Pat. Is
This
that?
is all from just like driving, right? Because you don't be outside like that, do
I
you?
guess not. No.
The arms of an ice skater.
We good yet? We out of here. Everybody have a good time. Everybody got some food.
That Brent get on the gas, he don't let up, man. That
You gotta put zinc on your arms.
This nigga Brent getting all the jokes out before nap time, because come 12:45. With Sally coming in the room. All right, get out, get from in front of that screen, Brenton.
Joe, America's Got Talent jersey. Just waiting for them to call his name.
And put them on the list or America's Got No Talent.
And now
Oh,
doing sandcastle building, Brent
shit.
Taylor. Water.
Sandcastle building.
Yay, off of me.
Champion sandcastler.
America's Got No Talent jersey is hilarious.
I didn't even say that.
Sandcastle. Off of
Damn.
me.
I didn't even
No, that
say
was Meg. Meg said
Oh, okay.
that. Oh, I see y'all going with bad breath instead of manners.
I'm
Y'all
going
ain't never
manners.
t like smelled a girl's breath a little bit and questioned if you liked her.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, and I was
you.
like, immediately, no, I don't like him.
You
I
can
don't like him.
fix somebody's manners. A lot of people ain't got no home training, but breath is just
But in this
breath.
scenario, you can't fix either, Keon.
Has love ever taken you over the threshold? Like, man, but I love her. So like I know her breath has smelled better. It just
Don't know if that's a
ain't
higher
hitting today.
threshold. I feel like if you really that gone, you could ignore the manners. I don't know if I could ignore
Yeah.
the breath. Because like
Here's
bad manners
the
will give
thing.
you.
Manners affect any and everyone she comes into contact with for the
So
most
does
part, right?
breath.
Let's say
So does breath.
breath does too. Breath does too, but breath, like say we go somewhere, we out, we just you just don't do no double dates. You just gotta isolate her. Hey, we don't do no hang out with
Exactly. You
friends,
can
hit one
hide
good
manners.
song.
But do
Huh?
you address it? Fellas, do y'all, I know Meg will tell a dude like if his breath stinks. Do y'all tell chicks like, hey yo, your breath ain't hit? Y'all tell a chick that? Pat,
I think she'll get the hint if you just text her everything instead of talking. Like, even sitting next to her,
you just
text her.
Don't y'all. Yeah, I don't be have. Hey, babe, let me get you a mint real quick.
Yeah, you never had to be like, enough is enough. Let me do. Let me say.
Why not sugarcoat it? Why not just be like, "Woo, your breath kind of stink." It's not gonna hurt her feelings. Just like, "Woo, why wouldn't you tell them that?" I feel like they'd be more mad. They'd be more mad. It's almost like if something's on in your teeth and you just be like, oh, "I'm shy. I don't want to say nothing." It's like, no, dude.
That's what you out here telling bitches, Pat. Woo,
why wouldn't
your
you?
Your breath is kind of stink.
But wait, but in the same regard, you could prep your people and be like, hey, so she grew up kind of feral, which is why when you meet her,
she
don't have no home training. Okay, but she means well, she just don't know any better.
But you
like
can't
you can
prep
do
her,
that.
You can't
or,
prep your
hey,
homies for them
so
having bad
she,
breath.
Her breath stink. Like, you know, just telling y'all now, she got an issue on the inside, but she's a wonderful, sweet woman, and I love her.
That seems fixable.
You can't prepare for that. Wow.
How you tell your friends that? She kind of stink. Like, change it then. That doesn't seem like something you
No, but in this scenario, she can't. Your significant other cannot change. That's the whole point. So you have to prep
like you
people.
You know her
in.
Breath's gonna stink before we even go out. You already know. Okay, her breath's gonna be hitting as soon as she pull up.
Both are bad reputations with your friends. Bad breath is gonna hit just as hard. It's gonna be like, oh damn, here comes Stank Tongue or whatever they call her. They gonna have a nickname in the group chat, and I would rather something. I feel like bad breath amongst the group is more offensive than the occasional like, ooh, what'd you say?
Interesting. This is a tough one. I honestly don't even know
what
the thing
is. You can't hide the bad breath, even if you like bad manners, like you said, just don't bring around people, hide or whatever. Bad breath, no matter where we at, that breath kicking my ass. No matter what.
Wow.
There's no way to hide it. You can hide it.
You got to drive with the windows down everywhere you go. Yeah. There are no closed window conversations because you'll die.
Damn, you hotbox her breath? Get contact high.
And that's you can always tell too when you're in a car with somebody and it's enclosed and you smell it, like, oh, you smell like you finna get sick. You ever smell your breath when you're about to get sick right here at the beginning of the
I didn't know it changed.
Oh yeah. I always smell when I'm like, if I'm finna get sick, I'm finna get a cold or something. I can just smell and taste. It's different.
You might need to get your pancreas checked here.
He's I've like, always could be able to smell that, Meg. It's just, I don't know. Always have. Some people can do it. Let's put it to a vote. What you niggas going with?
Batman.
Which one's worse, or which one would you rather have?
Which one would you rather have?
Bad manners.
Give me the bad manners. Seeing the
bad
waiter
manners.
Notice the breath, or your friends like silently notice her breath, that would be crazy. Can't do it.
Yeah, I was
all that. Either way is bad, but that breath is.
No, couldn't even enjoy. You couldn't even enjoy the thing that you like. If somebody's bad breath, that you head is out the window.
Man,
it's gone.
No, you just turn your nose. You turn your head. Like this.
It's gone. Nah, but you're supposed to be enjoying this. Gone. Mm-hmm.
Turn away.
Turn light green.
We can't even do it if your breath is that bad. Like, we gotta, man.
Them little cartoon stink lines will be coming off of your.
It's over. So now she didn't ruin going to eat. You got to smell that. Why she didn't ruin the best two things in life,
man. You smell that, and then you lose your appetite after you just ordered the food that you've been thinking about all day. Oh, man.
Imagine when she blow out her birthday candles.
Wow.
Make a wish.
Don't blow it, baby. Just
everybody
do this.
I wish we had another cake, is what I would.
You aim her away from the party.
Keys.
I look like bad manners has it on that one. It's unanimous with that one. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
Support for today's episode comes from Square, all right? The system powering like over half of the places I even go to right now, all right? If you ever tapped to pay and thought, that was crazy fast, it was probably Square, okay? Whether you're selling lattes, cutting hair, detailing cars, or running a design studio, Square helps you run your business, okay? Without running yourself into the ground. And right now, listeners get up to $200 off Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/squad. All right, that's Square, SQUARE squared.com/go, GO/squad, SQUADD. Visit Square to get started, all right? Because the right tools make all the difference, all right? Look, one of my favorite small businesses I like to go visit is Bodega Delights in North Hollywood, all right? They use Square, and checkout is quick and easy, all right? There's something about business that uses Square that just feel a little bit more put together. Quick checkouts, easy receipts, and sometimes I even get some loyalty points. That's what I love the most. So I can stack those up and maybe get a little free little item, you know what I'm saying? So whether someone's selling smoothies, cutting hair, or fixing bikes, all right, or running a boutique shop, Square gives them one connected system to take payments, manage inventory, run payroll, and send invoices, and track it all from one place. This isn't just a point of sale, all right? When you get Square, it includes hardware that works, all right, in person and on the go, software for managing staff, marketing, and customer insights, and banking tools like Square Checking to get paid instantly if you're starting a business or running one that deserves better tools. Square helps you sell, manage, and grow without slowing down. So right now, you can get up to $200 off Square hardware at square.com/go/squad. All right, that's SQUARE.com/GO/squad, SQUADD. Run your business smarter with Square and get started today.
Next topic of the day we have, would you rather have a flying broomstick versus a magic carpet?
Both seem so dangerous. You gotta go with the carpet.
I feel like
positives of one versus the other? They
well, for me, this is how I was looking at it. On a broomstick, can't nobody go with me. It's just me right here. I ain't
no you can because you ain't never seen the movies. There's multiple people on a broomstick.
That ain't how my stick work. I got something to hold on to, and I can experience. I don't want to share it with nobody else.
I don't think
with a magic carpet, you got space for 2-3 people on there. Everybody gonna want to go with you. They want experience. Nah, I don't want that many people flying with me, bro.
That's the same amount of people that can go on a stick can go on a carpet.
You ain't fitting 2 or 3 people on no goddamn broomstick, man.
Yes, you are.
Y'all trying to punish your magical vehicles already. Damn it. You guys plus anybody else. Jesus Christ.
Wow, Pat.
That carpet going to be coming back to the wizard like, please undo this. Please undo this. This is my curse.
Wow. Tahir gonna be like, man, my carpet, it was 111 degrees.
Hey, yo, too soon, man.
My carpet just stuck.
Saw that yellow turtle light flashing.
I mean, I was like, the carpet, because you could lay down on it, and then you could get to your destination, you just lay down.
Can we choose the size of the carpet? Because Aladdin's carpet was dangerously small. That was like the little carpets that be in front of the bathtub. That shit was a really
but
small.
But there was two. But him and Jasmine and Abu was on there.
Yeah, his was like a. It wasn't a big living room carpet. It was the little one that go in the hallway.
Wouldn't you want to take your friends though, nigga? I got a magic carpet, nigga. Get on, like,
right.
Come on. I got everybody. I would take everybody on the magic carpet. Wouldn't you?
They would give Brandon a paintbrush.
I wouldn't want to sit on a broomstick like that.
Patrick would.
To hear. That's why Tahir said he want to stick. He want to stick between his legs.
Patrick have it upright.
I knew you were gonna say it.
Patrick have it upright.
I was just like, Patrick, how's he gonna sit on it? How's he
gonna do this? Look, no hands.
Just going up. I can only go up.
Oh my gosh. Like, Pat, I don't think you're supposed to ride it like that.
Patrick Wood, he'd be the wicked bitch of the West.
Fuck this show.
Oh my gosh. Choking.
That's crazy. That's crazy. This thing is a time traveler. How did he think of these ahead of time? There's no way.
Wicked bitch of the West. Wow. This nigga breath's on fire right now. I wish we had the NBA Jam logo to put that shit on you right now. That soundbite, bro. God damn.
Ooh.
Sheesh. Y'all got the clip for next week.
No, not that one.
Yeah, give me the rug, bro.
Oh, shit. Give me, man. Yeah, I don't want to.
And the carpet don't seem safe. Aladdin was holding on to the tassels on carpet shit. Like, it wasn't a whole lot to hold on to with the carpet,
like,
bro.
Which part is, like, it seems like some of it was still, like, loose rug, and then some of it was cool to support. It's like Doctor Strange.
But that's, but then think about it. If you got to go pick, like, let's say you got to go do a quick grocery run, how are you going to put that on your...
Why are you doing errands with this magical shit? Like, why is that the first...
What else are you doing with this magical carpet?
Man don't know how to... Meg doesn't have an imagination, guys. She can't imagine.
No, I'm saying, what else are you doing? You're doing fun stuff. You're doing practical stuff. You're doing everyday stuff.
Even witches didn't take their brooms to Ralph's. That makes no sense.
How you know? How you know?
Name one errand that had nothing to do with cauldrons and eyes of Newt and shit that you saw a witch doing.
Well, they gotta go pick up some cilantro to put in their little cauldron. Yeah,
just go do witch shit.
Witches use a cilantro.
I don't know. I don't know what they use. Okay, I'm on the side of Jesus. I don't play with that. I don't know what they use.
Hey, yo, man.
I'm on the side
of Jesus. Actually,
I don't know what they got up in a cauldron.
What's that movie about the witch that be like a delivery? She's like an Amazon delivery worker.
Is that real?
Yeah, no. It is.
Okay, do you see what I'm saying? So, like, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing with y'all carpets? Okay, you just taking women out on dates?
I'm saving money.
Look at my carpet. Ooh, look at my broom.
Anytime I'm too lit, anytime I plan on getting lit, I'm riding the broom and I ain't got to worry about it.
Can't ride the broom, but you can lay down on the carpet. You call that carpet over, lay down, and dry you home. Carpet, take me home. You can lay out.
I feel like Tahir sit to the side on his broom.
Cross his legs
with his ankles crossed. Like, oh, I forgot you
my ankles on your cross. I sit like a devil top.
Yep,
sit an industrial broom.
An industrial broom. He fly on a push mop.
Damn.
Fuck y'all, man.
Brent used his broom to fly to his janitorial job and then use the broom.
They didn't even give Brent a broom. They gave him like a Stanley straw. They're like, don't use it, wasting the whole broom.
That's funny.
He's flying a push broom. It's crazy.
I can't believe he said, you talking about which one has better trunk space. Hold it.
Where are you going, Keon? Where are you going with your carpet?
Anywhere around broom. LA. Anywhere around. I'm using the carpet, and I'm going around LA. I'm going to comedy shows. I'm not sitting in traffic no more ever again.
Yeah.
Ever again.
You can use it like an Uber, just so you don't have to find parking. You just walk in with a broom.
People go to the grocery store in Uber. Pat,
let it go, up. Megan. Don't nobody shut care up, about your situation Ubers are with cars. The grocery store. Just let it go.
So this is replacing your car, your broom, or
it's
your
not replacing
mat.
Your car. You can use it in addition to the car.
Yeah, it's not replacing.
Okay, so who wants to go in traffic if you don't have to, including to the grocery store?
There's no traffic.
All of us don't.
Most people shop in their neighborhood. They're not going. Right. On the 405 to go to the grocery store.
I want to take my carpet where I want to take my carpet.
Man, you're the only person that stays 40 minutes away from a grocery store, but you chose to move to the boonies. The rest of us
live in civilization. I live 5 minutes, and sometimes I take my golf cart because it's a golf community, or I'll take my carpet.
So why would you take a carpet if you have a golf cart?
Because the golf cart it uses batteries.
It has space. The golf cart has more space than the carpet.
It uses batteries. And maybe I just want to fly.
Wait, but arguably golf carts don't have a lot of grocery room either. So you're just...
They have enough.
Wait, how'd you get a magic carpet and your life don't get more interesting? You get this like amazing thing.
I want to run errands.
You're just like, how is this going to work with groceries? Like, man, do more whimsical shit.
Magic.
See?
Do more shit.
Listen. That's what
I am practical.
We got to be better active godparents and her kids, like, because it ain't no way they're having a good time over there.
Their
imagination isn't being encouraged. You know what I mean? Like,
they're doing tasks.
Yeah, a fun night at Meg's house is Monopoly by the rules. Like, niggas really paying.
Sounds like a good time to me, okay? Sounds like a great time. No, and that's the other part. I have children, so, like, I can't just put them on a broom, and I feel like I'm gonna need to get, like, security
sure.
belts on the carpet or something.
It's not for them. When we were kids, I was
so I'm a mother that I have to take them a lot of places because they're not of age to watch themselves. For the
kids. I'm a Let father. Me ask you this, I'm thinking about these goddamn kids when it comes to my magic carpet.
It's different exactly. for fathers and mothers, Keon, so shut it up.
Let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this.
Ask your wife.
Everything I need to know.
I better not touch my rug. Y'all better not touch my rug.
Exactly.
I'm beating y'all. Whoever touched my rug gonna get it.
And I got two boys, and I probably look outside and be like, damn it, these niggas on my rug. Like, that's gonna happen. That's gonna happen for sure.
Meg, then let me ask you a question. If you went to a barbecue, do you let your kids have wings?
Yeah, they eat whatever they want to eat at a barbecue. Okay,
see, we ain't raising our kids the same, man. That's the problem, guys. Everybody else knows your kids don't have ribs. They don't have real barbecue until they teens, ribs. Like late teens. Until then, they get wings and hot dogs and burgers. You let your kids eat wings? See, I know they ain't had no good childhood. I know they ain't grow up right.
That is a great childhood if they want to eat hot dogs.
Actually, you just heard your own argument. Right. Kids who are allowed to eat all the grown-up stuff are living the best childhood because they like, oh shit, I get this already.
No, that means when they get to the age, when they become of age to enjoy ribs and appreciate them, they're already gonna be on the crack, Keon, because they had all the other shit early. Crack, prostitution, moving cocaine across borders.
Okay, you this is your life to hear. Okay, this is your autobiography.
You're still on hot dogs to hear.
Yeah, to hear just trying to push big hot dog. That's right. He's working for big hot dogs.
Think about that. He's like, dang, that's still do me.
He's working for
you
big
are the hot dog. You are a hot dog man of the year, 2025 and 2026.
The point I'm trying to make is, guys, you need more hot dogs at these cookouts and these barbecues. You know what I mean? That's what we're not doing. Fuck the ribs. The ribs are expensive. Hot dogs, $2 for a 12 pack. What are we talking about?
I hate shit to hear.
Big hot dog is hilarious.
This nigga Keon pushing big hot dog is wild.
This nigga killed the CEO of Big Shawarma.
They're on the other side of the camera, like you. Lower prices.
Yo,
tell him there's no chemicals. Tell him there's no chemicals. Keep it pushing. All made from pure parts.
They're trying to change the narrative.
They're all doing farts.
Big hot dog. It's
stupid. I hate it here. Niggas don't take nothing seriously. Meg giving fucking ribs to 6 year olds and Keon.
They gonna eat it. Look, my kids eat food.
They can't waste the food. They finish
That's
it.
The point. Yes. They don't waste it. They will eat it. Whatever's on their plate, they'll eat. But I'm not gonna give them ribs.
Kids don't be eating ribs good. Kids don't be eating ribs. They leave a lot of. If your kid can't finish the chicken wing good, they don't earn the rib. Rib is something you build up to.
No, it's something
not
you
eating
teach.
All the meat off the
you
chicken
have
wing,
to teach them how to eat
rib.
It correctly. To hear, okay? Because my son, he used to be really good at cleaning all the meat off his bones. Now I had to be like, ah, keep going, son. You're not done yet. Now he's good at it.
That's wild. That's.
Y'all are so weird. Y'all are so weird.
Put that bone back in your mouth, son.
Y'all are so weird.
What happened? I missed it.
Good. Oh, because it's God. So weird. We're talking Meg about said, a child.
Meg said her son was not good at eating. She had to tell him, keep eating it. And now he's good at
no,
eating.
No, eat the meat off the bone, like chicken wing.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I didn't make it any better.
No notes. No notes, no commentary.
Raising your son to be an eater is crazy, nigga. That's crazy.
I'll leave that to the internet.
You know what's
like
wild?
This with a child.
You know what's crazy? Is I went through a phase of like, y'all, this is childish, this is immature. And then my kids started doing it, and now I'm back to being immature again.
It's hilarious. We actually
like,
went
I'll
over
say
that
something,
last week.
And my boys be like, hey, yo. And I'm like, damn it.
Like,
women be so mad that we have fun doing that.
I was out the game. I was like, I ain't pausing nothing. I'm a grown ass man. And then my kids, they got me right back in.
It's too fun.
Wait, how old are your kids now, Keon?
Now they, the oldest is 10, the little one about to be 9.
Don't try to have your kids hang out with his kids so they can be good eaters too. Relax. He's doing
shut up to here. Oh my God.
I wouldn't let my kids hang out with my kids anyway because my kids are trying to play games. They'd be like, you want to play taxes? It's really, really easy game to play. First, we got to go to the grocery store, get the proper nutrition, and then we'll play taxes.
I'm going to be the CFO. You'll be the underwriter. You can be our lawyer. Lord, what fucking game is this?
Turn on the video.
Okay. And then when my children are billionaires, don't say nothing, okay? Don't try to get no job to hear from my billionaire children.
I don't need to be a billionaire to afford hot dogs, Megs. I know the level. Well, I'm good at my level. I'm good. I'm good right here. So shut up.
Mm-mm.
Shut it up. Let's put it to a vote, man. What y'all going with?
The rug.
Everybody with the rug?
I might do rug. Yeah.
Nah, you know Pat, I mean? You know.
Pat want the broom.
Broom is, that sounds hard. Like, that sounds like.
Stick.
That sounds like it's, yeah, let's do the rug. Yeah.
But you're not doing that because according to Brent, you're going this. You're running steering back, like this Meg, with your
run
butt.
The same joke back.
With your butt. You're steering with your butt, not with your hands.
Run it back, Meg. You're doing a great job. Woo-hoo!
Meg would just ride a flying gong.
Meg would piss the wizard off so bad. Meg would be like, "What if I take the carpet? Can you put like some cubbies on it so I can get like man, shut the fuck up? You no carpet for you, Meg. You would piss the wizard off.
Why wouldn't I ask the wizard for that? I'll just install it myself.
Take the fun out of everything. Anyway, we're gonna go on to this next topic right after this. Would you rather have to hand out divorce lawyer cards at a wedding versus have to hand out life insurance cards at a funeral?
Oh, you gotta go. You could swing the divorce one as a joke. You know, it's just like just in case, you know, but funeral, there is a dead body. That's crazy.
Put one in the lapel pocket on the suit of the dead body.
That's bad taste.
But it is a hell of an icebreaker. It's a hell of an icebreaker.
And both of them are practical. Imagine being at the funeral and you like, I know you're tired of having cookouts. And you just slide it over. No more fish fries.
Next person, you won't have to do a fish fry.
No more car washes.
Yeah, fighting. No more family fighting at the funeral.
Right.
And you're going to be the man at the funeral. All the ladies going to be like, oh, yeah, he in charge of all the
partitioning. No. I don't think
what
that's
kind of funeral are you attending, Brent?
And when did so insurance be getting the pussy wet? That's new to me. I didn't know.
I know.
That's a crazy
God,
method.
What kind of funeral is this?
Like, get them wet with tears. Tear all moisture.
Wow. But everybody already know like divorce rate is high. So even though that's not, I don't think that's that wild to hand out.
And it could be funny.
Yeah, like
I don't think the women are gonna think it's funny. Like the bride and the
the bride won't.
Who cares what they think? The women need it the most. They're the ones entering. They the ones that
the wedding is for the bride. What do you mean?
Right, but the bride is the one that's gonna file for the divorce later.
So she's going to be pissed that you're bringing all this negative juju to her wedding.
But to be
that
fair,
that her mama and her daddy even paid $1,000 billion for her.
She's the one that's going to file. So here you go.
And she's probably the only one that would be upset. I feel like the bridesmaids.
No, her bridesmaids too.
I feel like everybody at the wedding already know they're not going to make it. So they're like, hey, give me a card.
Niggas is placing bets.
But yeah, you're not giving it to them too. You're giving it to everybody.
Everybody. They'd be like, you right.
Yeah. Everybody gets everyone.
I think I could get more numbers at the funeral than doing a divorce.
Brent, this is not about you getting numbers.
I mean, damn.
This is about you giving the card out.
What are we doing here? Why am I Brent?
I said it's a homegoing ceremony. He's celebrating life with these bitches.
And you do know this, and you do know that.
I did. I hear that. I hear weddings are like a standard place to pick up women, anyways. So if you're doing that, why would you pick the funeral over that? No one's
because
no one's
but if you putting out like funeral. Meg said, but like Meg said, if you hand out divorce cards, you know what I mean? You buzz killing.
That's more of a buzz kill at a funeral. What you mean?
No, that's
practical. You already like, crying at the funeral. These cars ain't gonna make you cry no more if you already crying. If anything,
if it comes to practicality, the insurance makes more sense. Like you said, a divorce thing is a vibe. That's you killing the vibe. But handing out insurance cards is like, you know what? We do need this.
That's all I'm trying to tell.
Right, because everybody needs insurance, everybody but needs only it. About 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Divorce is just like, you negative. Get your ass out of here.
Right.
It's open bar, and you handing out divorce cards.
But let me help you with this insurance.
My That's so funny. Brent is supposed to be passing out cards. He over here like, put your phone number in my phone. And I'm going to call you about the insurance. That's not what you're supposed to be doing.
So you keep pulling. Like, put your Instagram in real quick. I mean, take this, but also see what your IG look like.
It seems like the funeral one could go left very easily.
Just saying, are you in good hands? Are you in?
I feel like this is why I feel like the funeral one would work, because either the person did have insurance and they saw how smooth the funeral ran, or it was a shit show and people gonna be like, I don't ever want to deal with this again. Give me the car.
But you think it would have been like, you don't think nobody would have been like, this is the horrible timing for this.
I mean, you're going to have them.
Yeah, well, listen.
It's never a good time for a person to die. Shit, it's always a horrible time for it. So, I mean, shit.
That's true.
And death is one of those things that's inevitable. Divorce is it could happen, it could not. Death coming. Mm-hmm. So it's like, anybody can be offended at life insurance. It's like, you not in reality. Death coming.
I'm gonna put the card inside the obituary, so they already got it. They don't even know.
Oh, see, there you go.
Hey, player.
Oh God!
I mean, at least that is still well. Is that considered handing them out though?
I mean, if I'm handing out the obituaries, it still counts.
Okay, that's actually that's pretty solid.
What if you can put ads on your obituary and they just take out an ad on the backside of your obituary?
Damn.
Hey, they do be having ads on the back of them fans at the funeral home.
Well, what about what?
They more
usually the funeral home, or it's like some other business.
They already do that then.
I think the delivery of the insurance would matter though. If you came with like some, man, this sucks. You know, this is all something we got to. But if you come off like a salesman, I think that's what people gonna be pissed.
Yeah.
You come off like, hey. This wouldn't have happened if you would have rolled with me. Like, you slide it this way, it's going to be pissed.
What if you get in the program? What if you get, like, 2 minutes at the program and it's like, we're going to have some words from family and friends? Carl.
And had Carl roll with me, y'all wouldn't be dealing with this. Like, that's a whole different...
I feel like you're getting slapped in both scenarios, but I could see the funeral one.
Yeah, somebody definitely chasing you out of both places. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Being chased out of a wedding is hilarious, though.
You're like, y'all act like I fucked the bride. I was trying to fuck a friend. What is this about?
I'm at the funeral. I'll be at the funeral. That's all right. You'll be back. You'll be back.
Right. You're gonna have to come see me. You're gonna have to come see me.
Have y'all ever did that? Have y'all ever like went to a wedding just to pick up a lady?
Nah, every wedding I went to was usually. I don't think I've been to a wedding that wasn't a family member outside of Kev.
Yeah. I've never really been big on weddings. Like, I know people like going to them and all of that. I don't care.
Because they don't have no hot dogs there. You don't want to go.
Listen, while you bullshitting, Meg, you're not all the way wrong. Because if I had something to look forward to, like some good grilled hot dogs, and barbecue sauce,
wedding food isn't good.
It's no, cool, but it's food, like, it just, I mean, depending on how the budget for the people who wedding it is, if they had to collect and sell shit for this wedding finna be trash. And then also, like a lot of time wedding food don't just, it just don't be hidden like that.
What,
man,
is wedding
cool food? But that shit don't be hidden like that.
They don't have hot dogs.
Depends on where you're at.
Like people just do weddings wrong. That's what it is. If people would just make weddings a fun ass, nigga, we eating, we drinking, we have, like, people be trying to be too uppity with weddings. This is your big day, and you're gonna fuck all that, man. But if we doing something cool, let's have fun.
I thought receptions were cracking. I don't be going to weddings either.
Some of them.
The reception could be cool. The reception could be cool.
I ain't gonna lie. Kev wedding was fun as hell. But they were purposely like, y'all gonna be shit. We barely made it through the ceremony. We were lit. And they were reading their vows.
And it was hot as fuck. Y'all was out there hot, drinking alcohol. Can't drink the water. Y'all forgetting not to drink. Don't put ice in your cups. Everybody got stomach aches because they drinking Mexican ice.
We were on another planet during that wedding. They made
Y'all was lit. I saw pictures. Y'all was lit as fuck.
I didn't know how lit I was until I saw some of the video. I was like, oh my God.
Did Kev get lit?
Absolutely.
he was lit. I've never seen lit Kev.
And Kev a lightweight too when it comes to drinking. So it don't take nothing but three gin and tonics. And Kev is off the rails, titties out. He's swinging his bra above his head.
Have y'all ever been to a fun funeral?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie.
As a comic,
the funeral wasn't fun per se, but like because his family, the joke's gonna fly.
Right.
That's just happening. Is we laughed a lot. Every funeral I've been to, there was a lot of laughter.
Yeah. Same. I mean, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
You gotta even though I just don't like, here's my thing. I don't like a long message before the wedding or the funeral. Like the pastor at a wedding wants to go up and do 15 minutes on love and all that. Hey, nigga, we know all that. We've seen enough love stories.
I don't like
that. Right. Do a welcome, do a blessing, let them say their vows. Let's get to these hot dogs that y'all had on this grill. That's the fuck I'm here for.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know I mean, and the same thing with the funeral. Like, oh, this was a great man. He was gone too. He leaves behind him family. Like, we know these motherfuckers. That's why we're here. We don't need to run down.
I mean, you're paying respect. What? That's what? What do you mean? Yeah, that is what a funeral is for, is to remember this person.
Put it in the obituary. Listen, you can have a PowerPoint presentation that people could click the link of, and you can look at that anytime you want to remind you of who this person is. We here
just
to celebrate.
Stay home to hear. Everything is not a party.
I literally just said I don't go to a lot of
there
weddings.
There is a time and a place for everything.
Are you talking about weddings or funerals?
Both.
Oh.
I'm fun. I'm going to both.
Have you been to a comedian's funeral before?
Yes.
Lightning ass is up.
They roast the hell out of the like that shit is hilarious, low key. It like man, I've been to like that's three funny. Of them, yo, and it's like wow.
Yeah.
He just gets roasted for 2 hours.
I like that.
Long sittings. Well, I don't know. Long sittings make me uncomfortable. I think that's what it is too with funerals, and then like it's a lot of emotion in both of those things. And I'm just sitting there and I just like I don't know what to do with these feelings. And I'm not good at it. I'll admit it.
Process your feelings. Maybe process through them.
You sound dumb. I ain't doing this.
You over here. I don't feelings. I gotta get out.
He's panicking.
Ain't processing no motherfucking feelings.
Think of it, the feeling is sadness. The feeling is joy or sadness.
A lot of feelings.
Funerals, I'd be like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. It'd be like a couple.
Now, see, that I can do.
It'd be like express.
That's a good funeral. That I could do. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me slide on the funeral, bro. Let me slide on the funeral. I'm choosing that, bro. All day.
I'm going to the funeral. Handing out them cards.
Man,
yeah, you guys convinced me. I'll do funeral.
Yeah, I think I'll do funeral as well.
Meg, what you going with? You going funeral?
Funeral.
All right. Funeral unanimously with that one, man. I want to thank our special guests for pulling up today. We got Keon Pauly. We got Brett Taylor. OG Squires, Patrick Cloud. Meg Scoop, I'm to hear more. Appreciate you guys watching at home. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Beep, 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 beep.